This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy, and we have a very special guest.
Yes, we do. Dylan, have you ever gotten naked?
I have before.
Like publicly, like not just like in the shower or something or in bed.
Have you ever gone to a nude event? People before, like one person.
But one person, but you've never done a nude event before?
No.
Well,
that would leave you exposed.
Well, that's half the fun of it, isn't it?
I don't know, not really.
Well, we have now with us on the phone, all the way from Sydney, Kurt from Naked Man Events, and he's going to tell us all about Naked Man Melbourne that launched this week. Hello, hello.
Yay.
Hello, hello. Hey, good to be here.
You launched this week during Adam, the nude night that happens here in Melbourne, and you guys kicked off, and you're doing a little bit of a naked festival here in Melbourne, aren't you?
We are indeed, yeah. We had our launch party at Adam on Monday night, which was so much fun. So many gorgeous, lovely, naked Melbourne men have came, which was wonderful. We're kind of all on our way to a bit of an epic festival, I think.
Do you notice anything about naked Sydney men versus naked Melbourne men? Is there anything when they're exposed that there's difference?
Well, apart from the fact that you have a bar where you're allowed to be naked, and that we were there till 12 o'clock. That was good.
No lockout laws.
Well, no lockout laws in Melbourne. No lockout laws.
Maybe the other thing was that there were actually men there. That was also really fun.
Oh, well, there you go, you know. So Melbourne wins. I think it's safe to say Melbourne wins.
Definitely. For a Monday naked night, Melbourne definitely wins.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, for the past couple of years, you've done the Naked Man Festival in Sydney. And now, for the first time, you're doing it here in Melbourne. And you're doing that later in the year. So tell us a bit, what's this festival about? Is it just people hanging out naked?
Well, yes and no. There's definitely a lot of people hanging out naked. There's usually anything from 200 to 250 guys that attend. And really our idea for this festival was sort of born actually out of a Victoria festival that you guys have down there called the Nude Man Fest. We went to that about 4 or 5 years ago and loved it and spoke to the guy who ran it and said, would you mind if we ran something similar in New South Wales, and he was like, nope, go for it. So that was how it was born. We wanted to do it a little bit differently. My background is I'm a facilitator of workshops, sexological bodywork workshops. I'm a gestalt therapist. And so for me, it was also about bringing guys together, not just in a kind of party, drug-fueled, sex-based
focus. So it's something a little different.
So we wanted to kind of bring people into... So we run basically workshops, heaps and heaps of workshops. From the moment you get up till sort of early, late part of the afternoon, there's all these weird and wonderful and beautiful workshops that will teach you lots of incredible things about yourself, about intimacy, about your sexuality, and about other weird, just interesting stuff.
So is it a little bit, so you're basically nude in the bush?
Nude in the bush.
And that's not a little bit weird?
Look, for most people, if you've never
see, my concern suddenly is like, what are you going to sit on? Like, you wouldn't want to be sitting on the grass or anything. What if you know? I'm one of those people that when I walk around barefoot when I'm camping, I worry about little thorny things getting in my feet.
You don't want to sit on a cactus.
Yeah,
if you're completely nude. Yeah,
so there may be a few things you need to look sort of prepare for. That you might not necessarily...
Oh, so it's not like going bush, like hard bush. There's some facilities and stuff.
All I'm thinking of...
Oh, absolutely.
All I'm thinking of when you're saying going bush is you don't have to worry about trimming for the next few weeks before the festival starts.
I guess it would make... Packing would be very light.
Yeah. Packing...
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on what you're packing, whether you're packing some snacks or some fudge for dessert.
Yeah, you pack very, very light for these events. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It's...
I was just going to say, just around the trimming of the bush, one of the workshops that we've got is actually Richard Savvy, the Naked Barber's coming down to run an erotic shaving grooming workshop.
Ooh.
Okay. So you can go a little bit bushy for this. And and get nice and trimmed when you're down there.
Okay, well, this sounds like a whole lot of fun. So you guys basically launched the website and tickets have gone on sale and you did that. And now it's actually happening in November and December. So it's happening over the first weekend of December from November 29th to December 3rd.
Which is good. If you're going to be nude, right. make sure you do
I mean, it's
it in
warm
summer.
Weather as well. That's the other thing that I was going to say. You better pack
the
sunscreen.
The downside is you will need more sunscreen.
Yes, but you know.
I mean, you'll need sunscreen. And we're also catering for the fact that we do know that Melbourne's weather can be a little bit temperamental at
so
times.
Preparing.
So we're preparing. We've got lots of indoor areas as well as outdoor areas. We've got loads of heaters. We're going to have hot spas. We're going to have lots of kind of spaces that people can get warm if they need to get warm and chill out.
So this sounds really awesome. It's happening just past Jaylesford, yeah?
Yes, it's in an area called Balan.
Oh, Balan. Lovely.
I never Balan. Know
if I'm saying
it right. No, Balan.
Is that how to pronounce it?
Not sure. Is it Balan or Balan?
Balan. We can confirm it is Balan.
I'm not sure now.
It
I feel
no,
like
it's Balan.
It's Balan.
Balan.
It's definitely
Trust
Balan.
Me, I've been past there. I've been to the fast food depot there on the way to Ballarat. It is Balan.
Okay, so this is absolutely. This sounds like a whole lot of fun. Do you think you'd go, Dylan? Do you think you'd go and get your kid off?
I don't know. Probably not.
No?
I don't know. I'd have to practice being
I think
nude
we're
going
to have to. Maybe we're going to have to do a nude episode of Mad Wednesday. Just
we're
to
not
warm
hide
you
and
up.
Seek. We're not hide and
nah,
seek.
No, that's true. I don't
been
think in
there,
our time slot
that.
It would be okay. It's not radiothon anymore.
Yeah. Don't have to worry about all that baking paper. They had baking paper to hide their dignity or their modesty. I was going to say modesty because they don't have any dignity.
And you know what? We've had so many people that have come to our events and they've never, ever been to a naked event before. And initially they show up and they're terrified.
So if someone's a little nervous, they could cover themselves up. You know, it's not, is it mandatory?
It is mandatory.
Oh, it is. So if you're a bit, but if you're a bit nervous, what, you could wear a cap or something?
Well,
a hood.
Well, I guess what we do encourage is that. You just take your time to settle in, you know, like once you sort of get there, pitch up your tent and you can just take your time. We've got heaps of crew who are around.
I don't think you'll be able to pitch up a tent. You won't have any of the material.
You can pitch up with some clothes on if you want.
Yeah.
But we've got heaps of crew around who are super friendly. And so if it is your first time, all you got to do is just like grab one of our crew and they'll very gently ease you into the space. And
as long as they do it gently.
And before you know, like, we're literally within half an hour, most people don't even know that they're naked. They've forgotten that they're naked because everybody's naked. And that's why it's compulsory to be naked, because within a very short period of time, you don't even know you're naked. You forget that that's there. Mm. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it, that suddenly everyone's kind of a bit equal in everybody's eyes. There's a very powerful aspect of being naked in a group where everybody's naked. And it's difficult to explain sometimes, and I know you guys have done a number of different talks on, like, nakedness and
yeah, here on Joy, yeah, we have.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it is a fascinating thing to do. And, you know, put it on your bucket list, even if you do it once. If it, you know, if you hate it, don't go back.
It's going to be like the Garden of Eden, but it can be Adam and Eve, but it also can be Adam and Steve. It's nice.
Exactly.
It's nice.
Exactly.
No forbidden fruits, though. Just a lot of fruits.
So if you'd like to find out more details, you can go to nman.com.au and find out all the details for Naked Man Festival Melbourne, which tickets have gone on sale, and they're doing quite well, I hear.
They're doing amazingly. Yeah, we only went on sale on Monday night, and already most of the accommodation is sold out. And we've sold about 30 tickets, so we've only got 200 for sale. So it's a nice intimate festival.
The question is, where do you put your tickets and your phone and your wallet and your I don't know, your Tic Tacs or whatever you're going to bring if you're naked?
In your tent, or with one of those lovely little bum bags.
Oh, bum bags. Beautiful.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, the good thing is, I guess, if people have any more questions or are feeling a bit nervous, they can hit you up on the website and you can let them know everything that they need to know.
Don't
That's right. There's actually a frequently asked questions page on the website. So there's, like, we've been running this now for 3-4 years, so we know a lot of the questions that people ask. And so if you go onto the website, there's loads and loads of information. There's photographs from our previous events, so you can get to see some of the silliness that we all get up to. And there's heaps of information about what you can expect, the different things that we're going to be running, all the different workshops. We've got DJs, we've got a couple of parties lined up.
It helps people to not be testy by having frequently asked questions up on there.
Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can check all that out at nman.com.au. So we'll also put a post up to it on our social media page now. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us today on Mad Wednesday.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.